Country Bob FM.
That's it. That's the Bob FM call to order. The bell tells us it is time for today's almanac.
Let the fun begin.
Wednesday, March 21st.
An almanac trivia, day. Right?
Yes. Be listening for some cue later on. We'll give away tickets. Details on the show that we're giving the tickets away
for. Saturday night, 7:30, I believe, is showtime. It's a Glenn Campbell salute show featuring Minnesota native and Glenn Campbell touring band manager, guitar player himself, Jeff Dayton. Stories and songs of Glenn Campbell in Zumbrota this Saturday night. So 107.5 territory. I want you to pay attention for Almanac Trivia and be a winner.
And if you ask him, he'll give you stories about Gary Puckett and the Union Gap as well.
Yes.
If you ask nicely.
Right, right.
Today, Wednesday, March 21st, 80th day of the year, 2:85 left, 1934. Babe Diedrichson pitches an inning in an exhibition game in an A's-Dodgers game.
Really?
She walks one, hits the next guy, but then the third guy she gets to ground into a triple play. Third to second to first. Around the horn for Babe Diedrichson.
Was this staged, I wonder?
I don't know. Maybe it was. It was exhibition. It was 34.
Huh.
I don't know if she was pitching for the A's or the Dodgers. It just says A's, Dodgers.
Yeah.
A's is listed first, so that might mean that she was pitching for the A's, which would have been Philadelphia at that time.
Yeah.
Brooklyn Dodgers. She eventually became Babe Diedrichson Zaharias, marrying a professional wrestler, George Zaharias. And she is still regarded to this day one of the great female athletes of all time.
Yeah, she could do it all.
Played a little baseball, track and field, Olympics, and of course won a number of LPGA events as a golfer.
Fine golfer.
1935, Persia officially renamed Iran.
Oh, that's when it took place.
1935, Persia became Iran, and of course, out of that, we were able to, we got the Sheikh Adnan El-KC and the Iron Sheikh.
Yes.
Out of Iran. 1935. 1963 in the news.
It is a Sunday to be remembered, not only by Selma, but by the rest of Alabama and by the rest of America. Under the leadership of Dr. Martin Luther King and under the presidentially ordered protection of the National Guard and soldiers of the United States Army, the long-awaited, long-delayed Freedom March to Montgomery begins.
It was this date, 1965. I may have said 63. We're out of order here. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., more than 3,000 civil rights demonstrators began their march.
Wow.
From Selma to Montgomery, Alabama.
It's a big crowd.
It was 54 miles. It took them 5 days, I believe, to make the trek and deliver their petition and their letters to the governor of Alabama. That was in 1965. Let's backtrack to 1963.
Wearing handcuffs and leg irons, the last 27 of its 1,500 prisoners leave the crumbling, unsalvageable fortress for more modern federal penitentiaries. Under heavy guard, they will be flown to maximum security quarters in Atlanta, Leavenworth, and eventually the new Marion Prison in southern Illinois.
So the reason they closed Alcatraz was not because Clint Eastwood escaped using a bunch of rubber coats made into a raft?
I guess not. I would have thought that would have been the case. But it was in shambles and unrepairable, evidently.
Well, because it had been around since like the mid-1800s as an army post and then an army prison and then eventually Alcatraz prison. Closed on this day, 1963, by order of Attorney General Robert Kennedy. How about those newsreels, though? Are those precious?
I love
precious?
It. And I love the announcers and their delivery style.
Their delivery is very staccato.
Yes. Very newsy, authoritative.
That's how Brent Musburger got his start.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Reading those.
The newsreels?
No, I'm making that up.
Yeah.
1970.
Sounds like he should have.
1970.
Vinko Bogataz, the Yugoslavian, the youngster, is inexperienced. He fell on his first jump.
A lot of speed in that track. Now, look out! Look at him go!
Not pretty. Vinko Bogataz. Do you know that name at all?
It does sound familiar to me.
You may know him as...
And the Agony of Defeat.
Oh.
He's the Agony of Defeat guy.
Yes.
Ski jumper.
Oh, boy.
Crashing.
That was a crash and burn.
That was the actual coverage of the crash. And then, of course, it became immortalized on the opening of ABC wide world of sports spanning the globe, Vinko Bogataj. This was the date that he crashed in Germany during a ski jumping championship.
Oops.
And his image became the agony of defeat. Because you have the thrill of victory, but then there's also the companion agony of defeat.
Yes.
As much as there's the thrill of victory, there's as much there's agony of defeat on the other side.
Yeah.
1970, 1980.
Who's there?
Uh-oh.
No, JR. Don't go to the door, JR. Don't see who that is.
That's a bad play.
No, JR. Now, there you go. That's what you get.
Oh, no.
JR shot on this date. Who shot JR? Well, we know who shot JR. It was Kristen, but we didn't know at this point in time.
The season.
One of the great cliffhangers of all time. And, of course, The Simpsons did a take on this. They did Who Shot Mr. Burns?
Oh, yes.
During The Simpsons. 1980, Who Shot JR? 1983, the only known typo ever in the history of Time Magazine on the cover. On the cover of Time Magazine, the only known typo showed up on newsstands today. 1983, Control. They left out the R in arms control. So it's arms control. Arms control. And it wasn't the main headline. It was one I went and looked it up. It was one of their little corner side headline type things of what also is being included in Time. Control. Misspelled on this date. Yep. They recalled all of those editions, and then they got the new one out there. They were embarrassed.
I'm sure.
1989, Dick Clark announced he would step down as host of American Bandstand. He'd been doing it since it was a local show in Philadelphia in the 50s.
Right.
1989, he interviewed countless artists.
Yes,
and, of course,
did.
In the 70s and 80s, they were all just lip-syncing.
Yep.
Because they took the old standard stick microphone and just, well, let's break off an antenna off of a transistor radio and stick it up inside of that mic, and we'll make it look like it's wireless.
Didn't have that technology really yet.
No, certainly not at that size. There wasn't any kind of a transmitter there.
No.
Back in the early 80s or late 70s. 2011.
Eight women and four men were picked Monday in San Francisco for the jury in the federal government's case against Barry Bonds. Baseball's all-time home run leader is charged with four counts of lying to a grand jury and one count of obstruction for testifying in 2003 that he never knowingly used performance-enhancing drugs.
Neil, he really should have been charged for...
cheating.
Yes. That was on this date, 2011. And 2016, President Obama, his first full day in Cuba, met with President Raul Castro in Havana. You know, they were talking about relations and getting back together. Obama really just went there to get a box of Cubans.
Yeah, fine.
That's really
cigar.
All he wanted to do before he left office. 2016, this date. Birthdays today.
Who are you?
Bond, James Bond.
Timothy Dalton, 72. Neil Freeman, you are a James Bond aficionado. Where does Timothy Dalton rank?
Well, I don't know.
Bottom
probably
half?
Yeah, probably fourth.
Somewhere near David Niven?
Right. And who was the guy that did the one? Oh, man. I'll think of it. But anyway, yeah, I didn't mind him. In fact, I think both of the ones that he did were pretty good.
Is he better or worse than Pierce Brosnan?
I think Pierce Brosnan. I thought Pierce Brosnan was pretty good.
Okay, thank you very much. Yeah. So Timothy Dalton is 72, the money man. Give me some water. Shot a
man on the Mexican border. Cuckoo water. Nice choice.
He's 69 today for the money man.
I want to party with the money man.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. He certainly asked a lot the first time I saw him in concert.
That's his go-to line.
It was, he went to it repeatedly.
I saw him at the Medina and also saw him at Rockwood's Jam Fest one year.
You and me both.
He is 69 today.
He stopped drinking and he looks way better now. You told me this morning he's got a reality show.
Yeah. Easy Money or Money Man or Money.
Real Money.
Real Money. Real Money on the Access Channel.
Yeah.
It debuts the same day as the Bellamy Show.
Oh, okay. April 8th.
Can you believe that? But then they sent me away to teach me how to be sensible, logical, all responsible. Unique voice, sang lead on just about all the Supertramp hits.
Yeah.
Roger Hodgson.
He's good.
Tim playing the keyboards, too. He's born on the state in 1950. He's 68 today. Talk about another unique voice in rock and pop.
As she turned the corner, I called out your name. I felt so ashamed. It wasn't you.
Everybody now.
It wasn't you.
You are everything. And everything. You. Lead singer of the group The Stylistics out of Philadelphia. The Philadelphia Soul, the Philadelphia Sound, one of my favorite groups from the 70s. This, you make me feel brand new, Neil Freeman.
That's good.
Russell Tompkins Jr. He is 67 today. We just talked about Gary Oldman, the Oscar-winning actor. Gary Oldman is 60.
President is 60. But then you must know that. He ran from here like a whipped dog.
I'm sure you can't wait for him to get back to making the decisions so you can stop sweating through that silk blouse of yours.
There he is as the Russian bad guy in Air Force One. He has control of Air Force One. And Gary Oldman, if you know anything...
He's a heck of an actor.
You should know that Glenn Close does not sweat. She perspires. And glows, even.
Right.
Gary Oldman, and of course Commissioner Gordon from the Dark Knight series of movies. Gary Oldman, he won the Oscar playing Winston Churchill, which I have yet to see that movie, but I want to.
I do too.
Happy 60th to him today. Let's go to the desk of the SNL update.
Our top story tonight, Buckwheat is dead. The legendary star of The Little Rascals was shot by an unknown assailant upon leaving 30 Rockefeller Plaza tonight.
Genius bit by SNL. With Eddie, what's his face? Eddie Rabbit, Eddie Money. Who's the Eddie guy?
I don't know.
We're both having total brain farts here.
I'm not doing well there.
Brad Hall is 60 today. Saturday Night Live. That's him on Saturday Night Live. 60 today. Rosie O'Donnell is, you know, we do assimilate a lot of information and disseminate a lot of information, so sometimes stuff gets lost.
Right. How long you been working on that, Doris?
Took me about a year. Not counting them 2 months I was in the hospital, bat hit me right in the head. Bam.
Really?
Yep.
You had to notch it behind, because that looks really swollen.
Hey, what the heck kind of a thing
Rosie
is that?
O'Donnell from League of Their Own. It's Eddie Murphy, by the way.
Yeah, thank you. Is there crying in baseball? I can't remember.
I don't know if Rosie O'Donnell cried.
Yeah.
I remember just yelling, one more, when they needed the final out. Rosie O'Donnell is 56. Her and President Trump, I think, are real good friends.
That could be.
Rosie O'Donnell, 56.
I'm sure they are.
He was Ferris.
This is my ninth sick day this semester. It's getting pretty tough coming up with new illnesses. If I go for 10, I'm probably going to have to barf up a lung. So I better make this one count.
Neil, what's it like to barf up a lung?
Well, I'm one of the few guys who can tell you. Believe me.
Matthew Broderick is 56 today. Kevin Federline, we don't know whether or not he has talent. He was talented enough, though, to bag Britney Spears.
Well, yes.
Married to Britney Spears for a while. They have been divorced for a while.
Fathered children with her.
Kevin Federline is 42. I'm pretty sure he's got a tongue piercing. Christian Guzman, former Twin shortstop, is the big 4-0 today.
Nice.
Got him in the Chuck Knobloch trade and was very fast. Led the league in triples there for a while. Yeah. Maybe even set the team record for triples, something like that.
But what, 14 or something?
He was just tremendously fast. Christian Guzman is 40 today. He's all day.
Let him win. You know, life is too short to be on the highway, you know, swerving in front of people or speeding up, trying to catch up to people. You never know what people, how they will react to it. Adrian Peterson.
Wait a minute. You're not.
Yeah.
He is. Yeah. He's all
day. Yeah, I'm Adrian Peterson. Nice job there, reporter. You must really follow the news and sports.
Yeah, that was good.
Because that's his home. Adrian was in Houston. And this reporter didn't know who he was talking to as they were doing a story on road rage. Adrian Peterson is 33. Right now, he's not signed with a team.
Do you think he's done?
Okay.
I think he's done.
Been a good career.
Yeah, he had.
A nice run.
We appreciate all his good time here.
And then he had some issues.
Yep.
Adrian Peterson, 33, and the son of Clint Eastwood, Scott Eastwood.
Oh, yeah.
He's telling people to get off his yard even at the age of 32. and telling people to make his day. He was in Gran Torino with his dad.
He was. I wonder what role he played. I'd have to go back.
He might have been one of the rough guys, tough guys or something. I don't know. Look it up. Scott Eastwood is 30.
It's a great movie.
32 it is.
Gone but not forgotten, Jim. We start with one of the most famous composers of all time. He is Johann
and this is
Sebastian
scary.
Bach. Eerie.
That's me on the organ.
Oh, you recorded that yesterday.
Yesterday
while
from my pipe organ.
I wonder
that I
what was going on in there.
Another reason why I need a new house. I need room for the pipe organ.
Yeah.
I don't have room for the pipe organ.
Yeah, they can be spacious.
Outside right now. And
1685 for Johann Sebastian. He sold no wine before his time, along with his brother. Winemaker Julio Gallo was born on this day, 1910.
What was his brother's name? Ernest.
Ernest.
Ernest and Julio Gallo.
Gallo, yep.
Did you say that?
No, I didn't. No. You beat me to it. 1910 for Julio. And I don't know if he was the younger or older brother there. I'm not sure.
Well, which of the ones actually stomped on the grapes? Who took their shoes off and stomped on the grape, a la Lucille Ball? Who did that?
I don't know.
We'd have to know.
Yeah, we'd have to.
Ernest or Julio had the bigger feet.
We'll have to do some more fact-checking. Filmmaker Russ Meyer was born on this day, 1922.
If you've been waiting for something new, waiting for a film to shake you into the freaked-out, mind-blowing scene of right now, then come and see it, man, and find out why it's called Beyond the Valley of the Dolls from 20th Century Fox.
Rated R.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah,
right?
it was R and a half. And he liked certain attributes on his female actors.
Yes, well endowed.
In a big way, yes. Russ Meyer was born on this day, 1922. He was the band leader for Merv Griffin, and Merv was not afraid to sing a little bit on his program. Mort Lindsay was his name, and he was born on this day, 1923. 7 years later, 1930, Emmy Award-winning actor James Coco.
Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason to live.
And his dream came true here as he's performing with the Muppets.
Yeah.
He would just show up on shows
right,
in the 70s.
I kind of liken him to Dom DeLuise.
He looks a lot like. He's kind of a poor man's Dom DeLuise.
Yeah, but he did win an Emmy, and he was on the TV series Saint Elsewhere, which is where he won his Emmy. James Coco was
he
born
wasn't a regular, day. Though. That was kind of a recurring role, like multiple episodes, if I recall.
I think you are correct. 1930 for James, don't call me Jim Coco. And just because he shares a name with me, actor Al Freeman Jr., he was in Malcolm X and some other programs, including he appeared on Law & Order in an episode. Don't know a lot about him, but I'm sure he's an outstanding actor and fine gentleman. He was born on this day, 1934. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
All right, here's your question for Almanac Trivia. Again, the show we're giving it away to Jeff Dayton, Zumbrota.
Glenn Campbell Salute Show this Saturday in Zumbrota. What is that, about 20 miles north of Rochester, right on 52. So if you're around 107.5 territory, listen up and give us a call and be a winner.
Here's your question. It was this date, 1983, that the only known typo ever on the cover of Time magazine took place. What word did they misspell? What word did they misspell on the cover of Time magazine that went to newsstands on this date, 1983? 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. First caller with the correct answer wins.
And you're going to love this show, folks.
That's great. It's really fantastic. Good. Like Shelley Wright.
I know that every morning you're